Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a lifestyle content creator, certified life coach, and of course, the host of this podcast that's dedicated to really anyone and everyone, but especially to my ladies in their 20s and 30s who are on a journey of becoming the best versions of themselves, creating their dream lives. So in today's episode, I want to share with you guys a few gentle reminders for your waiting season. Maybe you've moved back home recently and you find yourself really missing the freedom of having your own space and you are counting down the days until you can move out of your parents' house. Or maybe you're stuck in a job that doesn't really fulfill you, it doesn't make you happy, and you're just waiting for something better to come along. Or maybe you are the last single one in your circle and it feels like everyone else is finding their person while you're still waiting. Whatever it looks like for you, I know that waiting seasons can be really, really tough. And it can often feel like nothing is happening. You're just waiting for the right time, waiting for the perfect opportunity or for that next chapter in your life to finally begin. But even in this space of waiting where things feel uncertain and you're just in this in-between space, I promise you, you're not stuck. It might feel like you're stuck, but I promise you, you are not. And this season of waiting is so, so necessary. And we're gonna get into all of that in today's episode. As someone who has been in a waiting season for a while, and I have been through multiple waiting seasons in my life, I know how challenging it can be to be in your waiting season, especially if it feels like everyone around you or on social media is in a season where they're thriving and blossoming, and it feels like all of their hard work is coming to fruition and you're still waiting. I completely understand exactly how it feels, but I do have some much needed reminders that I often tell myself whenever I find myself in a waiting season, and I'm here to share them with you guys. So I really hope that you find this episode helpful if you are currently in a waiting season yourself. And if you do enjoy this episode, I would so, so, so appreciate if you could rate and give the podcast a 5-star review so that more people can discover this podcast. Share this episode with anyone who is also in a waiting season. Maybe they might find it helpful as well. And that is all I really have to say. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into today's episode.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Okay, the first reminder for you if you're in a waiting season is you may never have this moment ever again, so don't take it for granted. If you're currently in a waiting season, I'm sure that you're very tempted to fast forward this season of your life and just get to the good part, get to the part of your life where you're in your own space, when you have the dream career, the dream partner, whatever it is that you're waiting for. But what if I told you that there will be parts about this season of your life that you might end up missing later on once you're where you're trying to go? And I just want you to think about it for a second. Let's say you're single right now, you're waiting to meet someone. What if I told you that the next person you meet turns out to be your forever partner? It's the person you're going to marry, have children with, if that's something that you want to do, and it's going to be the person you end up with for life. And this time in your life where you're single is the last time you will ever be single ever again. If you knew that this phase in your life, this waiting season, is the last time you will ever be single, would that change the way you feel about this season of your life? Would you go from dreading the fact that you're single and everyone else around you is married or in a relationship, and you're just feeling bad about the fact that you don't have a partner yet and you're alone? Or if you knew, okay, maybe the next person I meet might be my forever person, would you take this time that you have being alone and cherish it? Would you regret the fact that you didn't take advantage of your single season? Would you regret the fact that you didn't do all the things that you could have done when you were single and just make the most of this season of your life? Another example, let's say you're back living at home with your parents and your siblings, or maybe you never left, you've never lived on your own, and everyone around you that's your age is living on their own. They have their own apartments, they have roommates, they're out of their parents' house, and you're just waiting for your time to have your own space, and you feel down and bad about yourself because you're still living at home and you don't have that independence and that freedom. What if this time in your life that you're living at home is the last time your entire family will ever live under the same roof? Would that thought give you a different perspective about this season of your life? And would it make you want to appreciate this season and appreciate the fact that this might be the last time that all of your family, your siblings, your parents will ever live under the same roof ever again? At the end of the day, it's all about your perspective and learning to embrace where you are right now, even the parts that you don't love. My second reminder for you is you won't feel comfortable in places you're not meant to stay in forever. So I used to wonder why certain places never really felt like home to me, whether it was growing up in my hometown, working at a certain job, or even living in a specific apartment. Some of these things never felt like home. It never felt like, this is for me, this is where I belong, this feels right. And it's because I wasn't meant to stay in those spaces forever. They were just temporary stops for me along the way. So I was never meant to get too comfortable or too settled in because I was not going to stay in these places forever. Like, have you ever dated someone and you really, really liked them, but there was always something about the relationship that you knew in your intuition, in your heart, in your soul, that this isn't going to be a forever thing? Not everything or everyone is supposed to be in our lives forever. Some things are just meant to serve for a specific season, for a specific reason. Once that reason has been fulfilled, then it's time to move on. So if where you are right now feels a little bit uneasy, or it doesn't feel like home, or it doesn't feel quite right, trust that feeling and move accordingly. Do what you have to do in order to prepare for your next step, your next place. Think of it in the context of, like, if you're staying at a hotel, you know you have your hotel room for a certain amount of days, right? You might unpack, you might set up your bathroom, you might make it a little comfortable, but your hotel room will never feel like home because you know that this stay is only temporary. You are only going to be here for a certain number of days. And on the last day or the night before you're supposed to check out, you start packing up your stuff and you get ready to leave because you know that you're about to check out. So if you are in a place in your life where you're at feels temporary and you know this isn't forever, or you're not comfortable, start gathering your belongings, prepare yourself to check out and enter the next step. My third reminder for you is that you are being prepared for what you prayed for. One thing about it, the waiting season isn't a waste. It's getting you ready for exactly what you asked for. Even if it feels like nothing is happening right now, there are always things that are happening behind the scenes, things that are happening that you're not even aware of. Even if you feel like where you are right now is not where you want to be, there are things about this current season of your life that are teaching you a certain lesson, that are preparing you for the next step in your life. I can think back to times when I felt stuck in my life, only to realize later that those moments taught me things that I now rely on every day, or I use the lessons that I learned in those seasons in my life today. For example, let's say you're waitressing right now. In order to be a waitress, you need to know how to multitask, you need to have really great memory, you need to be quick on your feet, you need to be able to socialize and communicate, you need to be able to know how to handle hostile situations and customers. Like, I used to be a waitress for many years, so I know exactly like what goes into waitressing. It is not as easy as it looks. There's a lot that you're doing and balancing, and especially if you are in a dinner rush, like, it's crazy. You might think that your job as a waitress is not really anything special, or that it's not really helping you in any way other than maybe providing a paycheck. But as someone who used to be a waitress, a lot of the skills that I learned in while waitressing, I apply now in my life. Through waitressing, I learned how to multitask. Through waitressing, I learned how to work super well under pressure. I learned how to keep my composure even in the face of a difficult situation. I've learned how to network through waitressing. Like, there were so many skills that I didn't know before waitressing that I learned afterwards, and I find myself using those skills in different areas of my life. It just goes to show that where you are right now, although it might not seem significant or it might seem like you're stuck and you're stagnant, I promise you there is something valuable that you can take away from where you are in your current season. But it's up to you to be able to recognize what that lesson is, what you're meant to learn and grow from, because it is also very easy to miss that moment and miss what you're meant to learn and grow in your current season. So just because you find yourself in a place or in a season where you don't want to be in, that doesn't mean it's a wasted season or it's a meaningless season. Every season of your life serves a very, very important purpose. And my next reminder for anyone in their waiting season, and this is something that I wish I knew a little bit sooner, and it's that you can find joy in your waiting season. I used to think that once I moved out of my hometown and into a new city, a new state, then I would be happy. Once I found my dream career, then I would feel successful. And what I wish I knew back then is that you don't need everything to be perfect in order to feel good, to be happy. There are small wins even in your waiting season. There are moments in your waiting season that can bring you joy, and you don't have to wait to feel happy. Let yourself enjoy where you are now, even if it's not exactly where you want to be yet. And my next reminder for you is that it's okay if you don't know what's going to come next. You don't need to always have a perfect plan. And honestly, most of us are just figuring it out as we go along. Your path really does begin to unfold and reveal itself to you when you show up every day and just take one small single step. And it's okay if you don't know exactly what your next chapter is going to look like. A great example of this in my life is I don't know exactly what's going to come next when my lease is up in Arizona. I don't know where I will be living. I don't know where I'm moving to. I don't know what city. I don't know. I have no idea what that looks like. However, I'm not worried about it because I know that when the time comes for it, I will be led to where I'm supposed to go next. And what I do know right now is that when my lease is up, I know that I don't want to stay in Arizona. And knowing what I don't want is a great step and a great way to figure out what it is that I do want. So at least even though I don't know where I will live next, where I will move to, what I do know for sure is that I don't want to stay in Arizona, and I feel like my time here is kind of coming to an end, and I'm okay with that. And so I'm not stressing about figuring out, oh my gosh, where am I going to move to? What city? What state? Like, do I have to go look at apartments? Or, you know, like, I'm not thinking about those things because, one, I have a little bit of time, and also I know that when the time is right, when I'm meant to start looking at other places, other cities, other states, I will be led in that direction. The path will become clear, whether it's getting signs, whether it's a feeling, I will just know when the time is right. So right now I'm not stressing about the fact that I don't know what's going to come next. I don't know where I'm going to move to. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I feel confident in knowing what I don't want. So if right now you're stressing about what your next chapter is going to look like, or you're uncertain or unsure of what it is you want, that's totally fine. Start with what you know for certain you don't want. The more you get clear on what you don't want, the more clear it becomes on what it is that you actually do want. My next reminder for you is that not every season is meant to bloom. Not every phase of life is meant to be full of highs and action and success. Some seasons are for planting seeds. Some seasons are for resting and slowing down, setting the foundation. And some seasons are for seasons of celebration, of success, productivity. And right now you're in a season where it's a slower season. Maybe you're planting the seeds, you're being forced to slow down, you're in your waiting season. Even if it feels like nothing is happening right now, trust that things are growing beneath the surface. You will enter your bloom season when you are meant to. And it's kind of like that quote that goes, the day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. And I think so many of us forget that and miss that mark. When you are starting something new, when you're setting the foundation, or when you're waiting for things to bloom and blossom, it's easy to feel impatient or think, oh, it's not growing. But you have to give things time to grow. You have to let nature run its course. It's not going to happen when you want it to happen. And you can stand there and stare at the ground waiting for your flower to bloom. But it doesn't matter how hard you stare or how impatient you feel, it is going to bloom when it's time for it to bloom, not when you want it. So just keep that in mind if you are in a waiting season and you're like, why isn't this happening? When is my person going to come? When am I going to find my dream job? Maybe you're just not in a season when those things are meant to happen. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying. A waiting season is not a wasted season. Don't get that confused. If you are in a waiting season, there is something that you're meant to learn, grow from, experience in your waiting season that is going to play a role or help you in some way when you are in your bloom season. And another reminder for anyone in their waiting season is it's okay to feel both grateful and frustrated. You can be grateful for what you have and still feel ready for something new. And these feelings do not cancel each other out. And it's okay to hold space for both. Life isn't always either or. You can love where you are while still looking forward to where you want to go. And this is one reminder that I'm constantly having to remind myself, because where I am right now in life with my career and the apartment that I live in and who I am as a person and the opportunities that I've been receiving lately, all of these things are things that I used to pray for in my previous season. And these are things that I once dreamed about and worked really, really hard for. And now that I'm here, I'm grateful for these things. I'm grateful for my beautiful apartment. I'm grateful for the opportunities that I've been receiving and I have received. And I'm grateful for my growth and I'm grateful for all of these things. But at the same time, I desire more for myself. I desire to continue growing. I desire to move to a different city. I desire even more for myself. And for a while, I felt guilty for wanting more because in my mind, I felt that I was being ungrateful for the things that I currently have. I felt really bad because these were things that I once really, really wanted. And it was a dream to have half of the things that I have in my life now. And I had to remind myself that I can be grateful for what I have. And I can still say, I'm grateful for this, but I would like something more. And for me, the way that I'm able to balance both of my feelings is acknowledging the blessings in my life, writing in my gratitude journal and not taking them for granted and not just dismissing them, but also holding space for more. And I think that is the key, is to not disregard or dismiss the current blessings in your life. Don't take those things for granted. But I'm just here to tell you, you can feel grateful for what you have and still want more for yourself. And that's absolutely okay. That doesn't make you a bad person. That doesn't make you selfish. That doesn't make you ungrateful. As long as you show gratitude for what you have, you are allowed to want more for yourself. And my last reminder for you guys is you're allowed to change your mind, okay? What once felt like the right plan for you might not align with who you're becoming, and that's okay. What you once thought you wanted turning out to not be something that you wanted anymore is okay. You are allowed to evolve, and your desires might change along the way, and your worth isn't tied to the old version of you or your goals and that you thought you had to stick with. A perfect example of this and a great story that I like to think back to is content creator Jazz Turner. I'm sure you guys have heard of her. She's all over TikTok, YouTube. I don't think she has a podcast, but she shares a lot about like her glow up journey and all that. And part of her testimony was the fact that she walked away from law school after putting in all this work, all this energy, all this effort, because she realized she was so unhappy. She was going through a lot of things and it was affecting her in so many ways, and she decided to walk away from law school and choose a different path for herself, and now she's a successful content creator. Some people may look at her walking away from law school as a failure or as her quitting or giving up, but I see it as her choosing to do what's right for her and listening to what isn't for her anymore. Maybe at one point going to law school felt like the right thing. It felt like that's what she should do. It felt good for her. And then somewhere along the way, that changed. Her desires changed. Her feelings about it changed. And I think honoring her feelings and making that decision is probably one of the bravest things anyone can do, especially if you're walking away from something so prestigious, and to be able to like walk away from that and walk away with confidence. And now obviously she's like a very successful content creator. That's just proof that you're allowed to change your mind and that doesn't make you a failure, and honor where you are now and how you feel, even if it means rewriting your original plan. And those are all the reminders I have for anyone who is currently in your waiting season. I really hope that this episode was helpful in just shifting your perspective, finding comfort in your waiting season. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, again, I would so appreciate if you could rate and review the podcast, share this episode with anyone who you think may also enjoy today's conversation, or share it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. And if you're interested in trying out our sponsor for today's episode, the links to everything will be in the show notes. That is all I have to say. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.